We're living in a time where attention has become the most fractured, manipulated, and valuable currency in the world. A research team tracked the average attention span of office workers for 19 years, from 2004 to 2023. They measured how long someone stayed with a task before switching to something else, checking email, picking up the phone, scrolling, or distractions. In 2004, we could stay with a task 2.5 minutes. By 2012, that dropped to 75 seconds. By 2023, the average attention span is 47 seconds. We've lost 69% of our capacity to hold attention in less than 2 decades. We now have a shorter attention span than many animals. Even sitcom producers know this. The average scene now lasts under 90 seconds because that's all the mind has been trained to handle. This isn't just a cultural change. This has spiritual impact and life outcomes because where your attention goes, your energy will follow, and where your energy follows will determine the outcomes in your life. Attention and focus are not the same thing. Attention is the ability to notice something, to select what enters your awareness. It is the gateway. It decides what gets in. But focus is what happens after attention chooses the target. Focus is sustained presence, if you will. Focus is staying with something long enough for it to matter, to shape you, to transform you. Attention points. Focus locks. And whatever we lock onto is what forms our reality from the inside out. Okay? So whatever you give your attention to, whatever you then begin to focus on, is going to determine your reality, starting from the inside outwards. Let me give you an image of this. It might be helpful. A photographer walks into a valley with mountains, meadow, and sky. Her attention takes in the whole scene. She sees it all. But then she chooses. She focuses the lens on a very specific angle of the meadow. That choice determines the photograph that will be created. You see, she gave her attention to the meadow, but then she very specifically found an angle, a place where she wanted to focus. And this is what we're talking about. Now, in the same way, what you choose to notice or give your attention to becomes what you choose to focus on. And what you focus on becomes what you manifest into your lived reality. I can't emphasize this enough. Where you place your attention is ultimately going to be what you focus on. And what you focus on will manifest itself into your life, into the outer world of your life. I have clients all the time who will come in and they are focused on maybe how an ex-spouse treated them. Maybe they're focused on the way a mother or father treated them, possibly someone at work. It could be a neighbor, a child. Then what they do is they tend to just focus on that wrong, on that thing that was done to them, the thing that they're upset about. And it literally controls their life because it controls their attention and what you give your attention to ultimately you're going to focus on. And they focus on the things typically that they're irritated about or that they fear. And so as long as you do that, as long as that's where you're giving your attention, that is what you're going to get out of the universe because that's the way God created it. The universe simply is a mirror. Keep that in mind. It's like a mirror. It's going to mirror back to you what you give it. And if what you give it is fear, depression, anxiety, anger, unforgiveness, that's what you're going to get back. And so that's going to impact not only the people who come into your life, it's going to impact the way things go at work. It's going to impact the way friendships go, the way a relationship with your spouse goes. We have to realize that where we give our attention, how we focus is incredibly important. Now, Jesus lived this as a way of being. He said this, "The Son can do nothing of himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing." This is out of John 5:19. He wasn't reacting to circumstances. He wasn't attempting to force outcomes. He was observing inwardly. Do you see that? He was inwardly observing the movement of spirit. That's the only way that he could see what his Father was doing, was to see it in spirit. It's Jesus' way of saying, I live an inward life of spirit. And as I go inward and live from spirit, I see in spirit what my Father is doing, and I join him in the works that he is already doing. Now, that's an example to us of how we're to live. We're not to go out there and try to do anything in the sense of trying to build something for our ego, trying to make something, trying to create a brand. That's not what life is about. It's about going inward to your spirit, giving that your focus and attention, just as Jesus did. And in so doing, catching a vision of what the Spirit is already up to. And when you catch that vision, joining the Spirit in that. And that's what it means to really give your attention to an inward life and thus your focus to what the Spirit is showing you. This is life in the Spirit. Not forcing tomorrow, not worrying about outcomes, not grasping for control. Jesus said it this way, be concerned first with the kingdom, the inner life, and the rest will unfold, the outer life. You ever seen it that way? Be concerned with the kingdom, which is your inner life, and outwardly, everything else will take care of itself. He was teaching attention and focus. He was teaching an alignment. This alignment is of your spirit, your soul, and your body. And we all need that. Spirit, soul, and body. Focused, if you will, on spirit. When your attention is on the spirit within, your focus settles there. Okay? When you go inward to your spirit, that's where your focus is going to be. But you have to first give your attention to the spirit. That's why I'm going to be talking a lot more about meditation. Meditation is simply something called mindfulness. It's just about being present, being in the moment, being, if you will, with the I am God. Because it says, be still and know I am God. What is he saying? Be present, because I am is present as well. We need to come into the moment, in the present moment, and give that our attention. When your attention is on the spirit within, your focus settles there. And life unfolds from that inner union instead of external panic or trying to control things. See, when you're focused there, you're living in the moment, focused on your spirit. And by the way, you can't focus on your spirit and live in the past or live in the future. You can't do it. If you walk in the spirit, you're doing so by living in the moment. Okay, that's just a given. Your energy follows there for your attention. It follows your attention. Your energy will follow that. Okay, where you give your attention, ultimately your focus, is where your energy will go. Your outcomes follow your energy. Your life follows the direction of your inner gaze. It can be no other way. So that's why it's so important to ask yourself, where am I giving my attention? It's one of the things I do, again, with my clients, is I try to help them to see or become aware of where are they placing their attention. Where are you putting your focus? Because it's so easy to focus on problems. I rarely find that problems are fixed by focusing on them. Rarely. The can may get kicked down the road. You may do something external to try and fix it for the moment, or maybe there's a coping mechanism that helps. You know, you may send an angry email to your ex because they're not doing something that you want them to do, or you may send an angry email at work, or you may, you know, do something else because you feel better when you do it. But you haven't really done anything, okay? You haven't gone and lived in the moment. You haven't gone into spirit and focused there. Instead, you've tried to do something to address the problem, which may or may not actually address it. But what does address problems is living from within. Living from within. That's the way Jesus lived his life. That's the way the Apostle Paul lived his life. That's the way all the Christian mystics lived their lives. And that's the way you and I are to live our lives. Now, your outcomes follow that energy, okay? So you tell me your outcomes, I'll tell you where your energy's going. A lot of times, people, when I'm dealing with them, they have a lot of different things going on, a lot of problems, and it just seems like everything they do creates more problems. Well, that's because of where they're putting their focus, their attention. And it's not on their inner life. It's on things outside of them that they can't control. We can't control what people are doing. People are going to do what they do, okay? We can set boundaries for that. We can try to set boundaries and say, no, I'm not going to participate in that. No, this is a boundary. That's different. But trying to control situations, trying to control relationships, trying to do that, that's not what we're called to. We can't control people many times. We can't control circumstances, but we can go inward to our spirit. And that's something that is much greater than trying to do something outside yourself. It is natural then. Your life will follow where you put your gaze. Whatever you gaze on, that's where your energy is going to go. That's where your life will go. So I encourage you to think about, where have I been placing my attention? Outside myself? To people, job, money, all these things that seem to be problems? Or am I going inward and there resting with the God who is the I am? Okay, let's bring in the observer effect with this. In quantum experiments, light acts as a particle when observed and as a wave when unobserved, okay? Meaning this, that the act of observing changes the outcome. We've talked about that. Consciousness interacts with energy to shape form, if you will. Observation plus your intention equals what manifests in your life. Now listen to Jesus again on this. If you believe what you say will happen, it will be done for you. Have faith that you have already received it and it will be yours. Now that's the observer effect. That's intention embedded in consciousness. And we must always look at, what is my intention? What is it that I have as the goal? What is it I want to achieve, if you will? Intention is very important, and it goes very naturally then with where you place your attention and then ultimately your focus. That's focus shaping reality. Observe, intend, speak, release. Not wishing, not hoping, not asking as though it may or may not happen. Faith is seeing the unseen as already real. And we see this in Hebrews 11:1, and we've looked at that verse multiple times in previous videos. Faith assures us of what we expect, confident assurance, and convinces us of what we do not see. Or you could say faith is the substance of confident assurance and the evidence of that which we cannot see. So evidence by its very nature is something you can touch, something you can see, but not with faith. Faith brings what is unseen into the seen. It is literally the gateway of bringing it into this material world so that it can be seen. But before that requires confident assurance. Confident assurance comes when you have placed your focus in the inner world, the inner life, the spirit, so that you can see it. Our goal is not to try and work up faith. Our goal is to see what God says is already real. We simply don't see it in the material world yet. God wants to know, will you give the universe something to mirror back according to what I've told you is already done, though you can't see it in the physical world? That's what faith is. Faith is seeing the faithfulness of Jesus and saying thank you. It's seeing the faithfulness of Christ and saying thank you. It's seeing that what God has said about your situation is done. And therefore, you just say thank you. There's a sense of gratitude. That's what we're called to. This is not blind belief. It is targeted consciousness. This is alignment. It is resonance with the field of God, if you will. It's where we are vibrating with God according to his vibration and not according to what we want. According to what he has told us is true of us and vibrating at that same resonance, if you will, and realizing that it's already so. When we give attention to something and we hold it with focus, our observation affects the outcome just as surely as the experiment affects the behavior of light. But intention is the key. Intention's the key. Intention is not desire. Intention is not wishing something were true. Intention is the energetic stance of already knowing. It is choosing from the 95% unseen reality, the realm of spirit, and letting it crystallize into the 5% we call physical life. And as I said earlier, that means there's a goal. There's something that you see. It's that intention, if you will. This is why Jesus spoke with such calm authority. He was not trying to make things happen. He was aligning with what was already true in the unseen. I want to really emphasize that. Our call is to align with what is already true in the unseen, according to God. And we've said this before, and I'll say it again. This is really, if you will, what faith is. It's believing those things that are not as though they were, because with God, they are. Believing those things that are not as though they were, because with God, they are. What that means then is to put our attention with an intention, a goal, on the thing that is in the unseen, as though it already was in the scene, as though it was already physical material, seeing it as though it is already done and physically here. And that, for God, is faith, because he has given you vision to see that with him, it already is, even though it's not with us here yet in the material form. It is so. So therefore, we must say it is so. We must agree with God it's so. Get on the big porch with God and say, yes, this is done. Thank you. So glad I have this. I'm so grateful for the job. I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so glad that that situation has been dealt with. I'm so thankful that, this is going to be taken care of or whatever it may be. This is how we're supposed to live. This is faith. This is living from within. So here is the invitation. Begin to notice where your attention drifts. Ask yourself this. Is this where I want my energy to flow? Is this where I want my energy to flow? Then choose gently where to place your focus. Choose where you will live inwardly. Choose what you will allow yourself to gaze into long enough to shape you. This is why meditation, even 5 to 10 minutes a day is so important. And it will allow you to begin to contemplate, to really begin to see the things that the Spirit is giving you, living intuitively. That is why it's very important to give yourself time to go inwardly, to be in the moment, to live in the moment, and there to see what God says is already true. Life is not shaped by force. Life is shaped by focus. Life is shaped by focus. Where your attention goes, your energy follows. Your reality forms. I was listening to, not too long ago, to someone talking about a CEO that he was writing his biography. And I think it was Elon Musk. But he said one of the things I believe it was Elon Musk. And one of the things he said was that he noticed when Musk would go from one meeting to another meeting to another meeting, that he had this incredible ability to focus. And when he came out of that meeting, he could switch on a dime and go to something else. And then he would go to the next meeting and focus on what needed to be focused on. And the thing that he noticed was, is that incredible ability to focus within each meeting caused them to have a tremendous amount of success in his businesses and the things that he's doing. Because he's got, at one point, I think 16, 17 different businesses going on at one time. And he's able to run them all with this incredible ability to focus. And while it's important for a CEO, any CEO, to do that, it's also important for us as individuals in our lives to do that very thing, to focus, because in so doing, we're able to live out what Christ lived out and exampled for us as spiritual beings. Choose deliberately, choose with intention, choose from your union in the divine life. That's so important. See the reality of your higher self in union with the divine life. And you will find yourself living in alignment with the Spirit, not reacting to the world, but creating from the center of it, from the very center of who you are. You are a co-laborer with Christ, a co-creator. That should just be a normal thing where we are constantly manifesting out into the world. There should never be a time we're not doing that. And as we work with the Spirit, living from within, manifesting outwardly, will become a natural thing. If this message has spoken to you today, take a moment and just notice where your attention is right now. Notice how your awareness feels when it rests in Spirit rather than in worry or distraction. Notice that. That's where your life begins to shift, not by force, but by alignment. If you'd like to continue walking this journey of awakening and living from within, I invite you to stay connected with me. You can watch more teachings like this on GANTV.com. And when you go to that site, just search for Thrive, Not Just Survive. And if you want resources for deep inner transformation, guided meditations, or upcoming retreats, you'll find those at thrivewithin.org and AIAgape.com. And here on YouTube, if what you heard today resonated, go ahead and like, subscribe. We'd love for you to subscribe so you continue to get these teachings. And share this with someone you know who is also coming into a spiritual awakening. Let them know that these are resources that they can take advantage of. It helps the message of inner transformation to reach the people who are ready for it. So if you know someone who's ready for this message, make sure they get in contact with it. Thank you for spending time with me on this show today. Stay present, stay open, okay? And stay rooted in the one who is within you.